PHPBB Weekly is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. For other great technology podcasts, check out techpodcasts.com. Welcome to episode number 83 of PHPBB Weekly for Saturday, November 1st, 2008. PHPBB Weekly is the weekly live podcast. We talk all about the PHPBB bulletin board software at phpbb.com. We've got a very special pre-election edition of today's episode. We've got some great names you're going to hear from today. You're going to hear from such names as Wolf Blitzer, Larry King, Bill Kristol, and Rachel Maddow. But that's all you're going to hear, their names. For guests today, we have joining us, first of all, my co-host David Lewis and his brother Francis Lewis, for all the way from somewhere in Montana.
Podunktown, Montana. Out in the middle of nowhere, literally.
Yes.
It's Kalispell, Montana.
You got for some kind of a clinic, I guess you said, when you told me this morning?
Yes. Yep.
What kind of a clinic are you guys at here?
It's a horse training clinic.
Ah, and we can hear a little bit of the clinic in Francis's phone, too. It's cool. It's almost like a repeat of last week. You got a bunch of people called in on their phones. Also joining us, we have the brand new operations manager of PHPBB, our good friend, third-time appearance from WG Eric Firebird, joining us. At which we can't hear over Francis's clinic.
Let me turn the volume.
There you go. But thanks for joining us, Eric.
Mm-hmm. Glad to be here.
Francis, could you try muting your phone or something? Because we're hearing a little bit too much of the horse training thing.
That's all. I had my hand over the speaker.
We keep hearing it every so often. And joining us, he claims on his Facebook page to be married to Birdie. Joining us is Techie Michael Cottingham.
Hello.
How do you get married to a teddy bear?
It's difficult. Not everybody allows it, and you know it's difficult.
Yes, tell me about it. I mean, you probably could do it here in California, but if Prop 8 passes this week, you know, the one that's going to define marriage as between a man and a woman, then you wouldn't be able to do it here. I'm knocking on wood right now. this is a man and a teddy bear. Why not?
That works out well because then I'll be then there's no singles app on Facebook. That's why
yeah.
It doesn't.
That's right, David. Or Francis, whoever's talking. All right. Some housekeeping to go through. If you'd like to join us on our live episode, the number to call, like Michael did to join us today, 724-444-7444. The call ID number is 12418. We also have our great live chat room, which is small at the moment, but hopefully we'll get bigger, at talkshoe.com. We also have our unofficial IRC channel, PHPBB Weekly, on irc.freenow.net, and you can stream live on our website, the badge on the right-hand side, phpbbweekly.net. Our sponsor for the show is GoToMeeting. You have to travel for business but are constantly feeling the wrath of flight delays and other problems? There is an easier and more affordable way, GoToMeeting, the award-winning service that lets you hold meetings over the internet with people in multiple locations. Just log on to GoToMeeting.com and start meetings with a click. And instantly, everyone sees your computer desktop on their computer screen. It's less expensive and less time-consuming than meeting in person or trying to negotiate fancy Skype-out conferences with five different cell phones in different places, like we have to do every week, apparently. Try GoToMeeting free for 30 days. Just visit GoToMeeting.com/techpodcasts, and you can start doing more and traveling less. So the first thing we want to talk about today, and David really wanted to make sure I touched on all of this, which is why Eric is joining us, is we had some really, really big changes get announced this week from the PHPBB teams. First off, on Tuesday, I believe, Eric announced that Igor, Evilheart, would be replacing him as mod team leader. And I
guess big change, of course, for the mod team. And, of course, usually if the team leader is being replaced, that means he's leaving or going back to a normal team member. But fortunately, that is not the case with WGRK, and he's now the moving up in the ranks, so to speak, and as the operations manager. So Igor, also known as Evilheart, is, of course, taking his place as team leader. So my team is very excited about that, fully support and congratulate Igor on the new position. And Igor has some fantastic ideas for the mod team, for the future of the mod team. So we're very excited for some of the things that we're going to be able to do as a mod team.
Yeah, and we'll probably touch on that more in a little bit. But first of all, I'm really curious. Could Eric tell us a bit more about these new managers that with the black ranks that PHPBB's got together this week?
Yeah. For a while now, we've been wanting to, well, each team leader, they focus on their own teams, and they don't really have a whole lot of time to do other tasks that are involved with running the project. And so we decided to create positions that had no team that could handle these tasks. And so that's where we came up with the operations manager and business manager. There will be more positions in the future as we need them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And it says something about how you guys are like going to start up some kind of a non-profit organization for the purpose of dealing with copyrights and things like that.
Yes, that's correct. It looks like it'll be based in Europe somewhere, and it's pretty much just to hold the copyright, give us some more weight behind enforcing it, and just, yeah. And like if a developer decides, hey, you can't use my code anymore, then they will have assigned it to the corporation, so we can still use their code.
Mm.
Can't just like rip it out and...
But I'm not an expert on copyright law, but with PHPBB being based on the GPL, doesn't that mean that anyone else can use our code as long as it's also GPL?
Yes. How to explain this?
But there are still copyright laws. There are still copyright laws and issues that can crop up for, even though it's GPL, let's say somebody writes something and they copyright it to themselves instead of PHPBB, and then they can later revoke that license to PHPBB, and we don't want that sort of thing to happen, especially if it's, you know, another team member or somebody who's written something that PHPBB is using.
Uh-huh.
We want to be able to copyright it to PHPBB under the GPL.
Yeah, that's right.
And I presume when you had announced this week that Chris RLG was going to be taking on the role of business manager, is that kind of what his domain is going to be?
Yeah. He does a lot of that stuff in real life. And so he's...
Eric, can you explain a little bit about what his role is going to be with the PHPBB team as now the business manager of it, and what sort of things that he will be doing in that role as business manager?
His first task will be organizing and founding the corporation, the nonprofit one. There's quite a bit involved in that because of our weird setups he'll be negotiating contracts with the different developers and getting the copyrights transferred. Once all that is done, then there's like yearly meetings, and he has to file tax returns and all that for the corporation. Just keep it running and
different corporate code types of things. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe perhaps like the different PHPBB conferences can become your yearly meetings.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of a good one.
I believe you can also have them like on IRC and things like that. They don't have to be in person.
No, I think it depends on what's in your bylaws and charter and
yeah.
stuff. I know I'm faintly familiar with some of the stuff through some of the volunteer work I do in real life. Real life, off the computer, all that stuff. David does horses, I do bylaws in real life.
This particular promotion with Chris RLG, I'm pretty excited about. Of course, we met Chris in London at Londonvasion, mm-hmm. and he was quite an exciting person to talk to, very, very bright, and of course, as Eric said, that this is his job in real life. You know, that is, he is accounting and he is a business manager of sorts, and so he was very active in those types of discussions at Londonvasion. So, and of course, all the discussions that have taken on privately for the last several months with regards to the PHBV copyright and whatnot, we realized, I think everybody was, it was just kind of obvious that he would really be right for this position. And, very excited to have him in that role now, because it really suits him well, and I think it's something that he will really do well, and it will really benefit PHBB to have him in that role.
Mm-hmm.
So, very exciting for us.
Mm-hmm. Now, what about your job, Eric, as operations manager? This seems like it's something new, but not necessarily related to that particular.
Yeah, there's a lot of things that happen between the teams, or the tasks that involve more than one team. So it's hard to say this team leader is in charge of it, mm-hmm. or this other one needs to do it. And so my position is taking those tasks that it's not clear who is supposed to be in charge, and I become in charge of them. So, like, if there's, like, an overall issue in the team, like morale's down or bad, then I'll investigate why and propose ideas on how to fix that and implement those ideas.
Will that include things like internal communications between teams, or, improving communications between various teams and whatnot, and
yes.
things like that, or facilitating discussions or disagreements or whatever?
Yeah, that's exactly it. Like, I'll go and poke the other team leaders if they're not voting in an idea or a topic. I'll go poke them and make sure they vote. Just kind of keep the overall flow of the internal teams going. Just keep things running smooth.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, it's interesting for me to see this new management team, because back when it was a year or year and a half ago when James Atkinson and John Stanley stepped down, and you guys announced that the thing where they were like the management team on top and the team leaders were below them, that was all gone. Now that these team leaders were collectively going to sort of like head the PHPBB project. And now it looks like the management team is coming back with some of these manager positions once again. Although in somewhat of a more specific case, whereas they're no longer the overall managers of the whole project. Now you're like a manager of a specific portion. Chris RLG is a different portion.
Yeah, so that's right.
So how is this similar and how is this different to the structure you guys had a year and a half or so ago?
Before it was more of like John would be pretty much the top level guy. He made all the final decisions, things like that. But today, all of the team leaders and the management team, we're the top level. All of us are equal. We all have the same amount of say in everything. We just have our different expertise that we go to.
So the team members are still going to be part of the management team.
Yeah.
In addition to you and Chris, who are now joining, and of course Dominic, who's always been there, without really a team that you were in charge of.
Yeah, that's correct. So it's not a promotion for me, it's just a reassignment, a different job.
But I presume it does mean you're no longer going to be doing mod validation. So.
No.
Actually, Eric has not been doing mod validation for a long time. I think Eric, haven't you, been going over and, reviewing some of the reports, but you haven't actually done any mod validation in a while.
Nope. It's probably been over 2 years.
I know you were You were doing some back when I was there. You remember when, back when I was on the team? Remember that every time that Peter Hicks resubmitted the categories hierarchy mod? We were like, okay, Eric can do that one. Like you called him the big guns.
And that was probably the last modification I validated.
Yeah, that's modifications like 12 and 1, so to speak. Yeah, back in PHP 2 days. So for the mod team, you've picked Igor to be the mod team leader. And so what do you see the mod team under Igor's leadership going forward? And probably David could answer this, or even Francis could answer this as well.
I think Igor will try and bring the mod team and the community closer together. Because right now there's kind of an attitude of us versus them. And so it's just kind of bring it all together so we're just one giant group all working together.
We want to... The idea, and I know we've been talking about this for a long time, and we've... as I've been on the teams, I've really felt like the PHPVV teams have been moving in this general direction.
I felt it too, definitely.
More community participation, more community involvement, a less of a distinctive line between team members and the general community, so that the community themselves, if they're not a team member, that they can feel more a part of PHPVV and feel more involved and able to contribute their skills and talents to PHPVV as a whole, instead of, to contribute anything to PHPVV, you have to be a team member to do that, and there was the defined line. More blurring that line, so that, and Joomla, and remember when I talked about this at Joomla Day in Vancouver, I really talked about how they were like, how can you help? If you want to help, we will put you in a position where you are talented in whatever, whatever skill you have, let's put you in a position where you can help Joomla in that way, using your skills and talents. And you don't necessarily have to be on the core team, for Joomla it's called core team. For the PHPV teams, it's the teams, where you don't have to necessarily be on that particular team or the core group to contribute to the project, to actually move it along and help it. That's sort of the open source spirit, and so we're moving more in that direction. So I think that's really good.
I've noticed that too, kind of like things like the Junior Validators team we talked about last week, and the wiki that went up, and the blog, and all the times that you guys keep coming on this show and answering questions from people and, really able to respond to the issues of the community. I really feel like since I dropped off from the teams 2 years ago, the teams have really become a lot closer with the community. And, of course, there's still a lot of ways to go, but I really felt that.
Yeah, there's several things. First of all, the QA team members. The QA group.
About that, yeah.
I should say it. The QA group, I think, was the first biggest step, is really including this group of people that would be in charge of helping to test, specifically or unit test, the developments of PHPVV3 to ensure quality in releases. And then, of course, you have the junior validators, the wiki, which allows community participation in contributing documentation. Which, again, is something that we've wanted to do for a long time. And sometimes it just takes time to bring about some of these changes and try and decide exactly how we want to do them so that it'll flow well. And also, of course, there's been discussions on Area 51 about junior development team members. And, in fact, there's a topic on phpv.com about junior development team members. So that's not out of the realm of possibilities in the future. And goes just towards allowing the community to contribute in their own way. With the junior validators, is about helping the mod team validate mods, which obviously helps the community in many ways, speeding up the validation process, improving the validation process. Junior developers might be improving the speed at which developments are made to the PHPVV core. Obviously, QA group would improve the speed at which releases are produced, and of course the quality of those releases. So all these things really help PHPV in a big way, and I think we're moving a lot, like I said, we're moving forward really allowing the community to function in their specific skills. People who are skilled in a certain way, we want to be able to utilize those skills.
Mm-hmm. You know, and interestingly enough, actually just yesterday, the mod team posted a question and answer topic another opportunity for people to ask questions to the mod team, and they said they're going to select the best questions and post their answers in a upcoming blog post on the blog over there. And I just posted the link in the chat room. I mentioned that. Yeah, so ask a question to Eric. Other than the three current managers, you as operations, Chris as business, and Dominic as website manager, is there still going to be more that we can expect to see coming down the road as you guys start moving forward with this organization thing and management team and getting things together like that?
Yes, there definitely will be. Like one could be a marketing or PR person.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on what our needs are, and then we'll fill the position.
Of course, I'm sure you guys can't reveal too much, but yeah.
Well, we really don't know what we're going to need, so it's hard to say.
It'll be very interesting as we move down the road to see what turns up here. So, but all I can say is when I first saw your announcement, Eric, the first thing I thought was, oh no, he's stepping down. And that's why I made that big in memoriam type of post onto the PHP BB Weekly blog. Only to find out that, no, you're not, you're just moving on to a different stage with the project. But still, I'm sure David agrees with this, but when I was on the team, it was great honor to be able to work with the teams under your leadership, and I say they probably couldn't have picked a better person to fill the role of being able to work between the teams and handling rapport and things like that in between the teams. So really excited about these changes and really excited to see where it takes you guys.
Thanks.
And of course, those of us who are in the mod team, we're definitely going to miss Eric as the leader there.
That's Francis talking, yeah.
Well, fortunately, you know, he's not going to be gone, of course.
Yeah, he still has, I'm sure he still has the ability to read your private mod team forums, so.
Oh, yes, yep. All the team leaders can read
Gary.
All the you know, they're founders. So, you know, we've always been able to communicate with team leaders in that way. And, you know, Eric has been around a lot, so it's been really nice. And now having Igor in the team leader position is great for us because we'll have somebody who has now been working with PHPBB3 intimately for a long time. He's at the PHPBB modder site.
Mm-hmm.
I think he really connects well with the mod authors and mm-hmm. mod community. You know, he will, of course, won that award on the PHPBB hack site.
Mm-hmm. They're doing their awards again, coming up soon, too.
Yeah, so I think as far as connecting the mod team with the mod community, Igor is really going to fit that role very well. And, you know, it would be nice to have. Now it sort of feels like you have two mod team leaders because you still have WG Eric, who has a lot of experience as a mod team leader, and now you have Igor. So it's kind of fun for us, too. Paul and I are having to sort of redirect our slapping from Eric now to Igor, so that's kind of interesting.
Oh, dear. The internal slap fest continues, even without my friend. Still, it's interesting to see, as I was when I was looking writing that thing up on Tuesday, I'm looking at the listing of the mod team members, and I remember back to the day I joined the mod team. This was just about 3 years ago this week that I joined the mod team. And I noticed of the people that are on the mod team right now, only two of them were still there that day that I joined the team. That would have been Tara Frost, who was there beforehand, and Emma Hobbit actually joined alongside me the very day I joined the team. Everyone else currently on the mod team joined the team after that day that I joined. So it's interesting to see how all the people that I remember working with in the mod team, almost all of them have now moved on. And there's a bunch of new people that have joined in since. And also, it's interesting to think how when I was there, we were all doing PHP BB2 stuff. Nothing but PHP BB2, because 3 was still long ways down the road. Now, here you are in January, you're going to stop accepting any PHP BB2 stuff to the mod database. You guys are pretty much going completely PHP BB3 from now on. So you guys have made some really major changes over the past couple of years to just a whole bunch of stuff you do in the mod team. You guys have like completely changed the face of the mod team over the past couple of years. So it's really incredible to think about that way.
Yeah.
And there are still some changes that are coming down the pipe too, that, you know, just the community has yet to hear about, but still a lot of changes. And of course, with the mod team is still very, very interested in feedback from the mod community about various things that we do and various tools that we use. Including ModX and things like that. And so we're constantly posting feedback topics. We want to get questions from the mod community and get a lot more input and try and see if we can meet the community's needs a little bit better as time goes on.
Yes, and I can assure you, we're still really looking. It's been about a year now since we first mentioned the package manager, Blinky, on this show. So we're still looking forward to it, hopefully.
Blinky has been, of course, in development and is currently used by a lot of people. It's a tool, of course, that we use for our validation process. It's a tool that mod authors can currently use to ensure that their mod will be installed correctly using ModX.
It's still in development. It's like still only available through Subversion, right?
That's correct.
Right. Yes. No. All package mods are run.
I'm sorry, Francis.
Yeah. When mods are validated, after we check through the code, all mods are run through Blinky to test, make sure that they install properly.
Kind of like when I was on the team, we ran all mods through EasyMod. For PHP too. Yeah.
So you know that any mods you download from the mod database work with Blinky.
Yeah, just always make sure we get Blinky. hopefully you'll see a beta version coming out soon. I'm really crossing my fingers for that soon. I know you guys can't comment on that, but we'll see.
I should really call it Package Manager. I don't know if it's dubbed Blinky or not. But that's,
it's the code name.
Pac-Man.
I don't know how that came up.
It's had some name changes.
Yes, I don't know.
But originally, it was Package Manager.
We'll have to see. Maybe just call it Really Easy Mod or something like that. Okay, well, so I guess that's all about. I think we pretty much beat that topic to death. But yeah, we got some exciting changes, and we'll be keeping an eye on how things move along from here on out. And I know David and Francis will definitely be keeping us up to date as anything changes, because I can rely on them for anything. All right, thanks for joining us, Eric, and telling us about your new jobs, and looking very excited about them.
Yep, glad to be here.
But we're going to move on to talk a bit more once again about our President Birdie election contest, which is winding down and, interestingly enough, has not been very active this week, at least not as much as I would have expected, since we have just, at this point, about 2.5 days till we launch our ballot for the election. And, of course, here in the United States, they've been getting excited with the election now 3 days away. However, our candidates have not tried anything as brash as a paid 30-minute infomercial on 7 different television networks, which I think is a little excessive, so it's probably a good thing. But we were hoping to have some Birdie presidential experts to talk about the different campaigns that have been going on for our 4 Birdie candidates. And I'm not sure who's sticking around and who's going.
Hey, Douglas. Yeah, I could continue listening, but I will mute my mic. But I'm going to go ahead and drop off. I'll continue listening, but I'll go ahead and mute my mic.
All right. Well, David, if you want to comment at all on anything, let me sure you can just come on in. So.
Oh, okay.
Or if you're feeling really evil, you can unmute, and we'll have to listen to horse sense until we get you to turn it back.
All right. Come over to the pen that's opposite of the bleachers. That's over where I am. It's a lot quieter over here.
Yeah, but work. As long as I don't get echo from your two cell phones. Francis, however, I think you are sticking around with us as head manager of SCOFF. SCOFF Media, who...
Right.
And for those who have not been following on the forum, this is the funniest thing. Originally, this is the brainchild of Hank the Cow Dog, who now actually has a candidate going in. But he wanted to start up an independent media group that would monitor the campaigns in our contest. This is not something I came up with, because I'm just doing the contest. This is just something that completely sprouted up out of nowhere. And once he was able to get his candidate in, then Francis took this over. And he and apparently David have been producing SCOFF reports with audio versions of it over this week. And man, David's impression of alfalfa is weird. What kind of an accent is that supposed to be, David? If he's listening,
it's more like an Australian accent.
I don't know. It sounds like some kind of combination between a British and an Australian accent, because I don't think it was quite Australian. I'm not an accent.
The British-Australian hybrid.
Yeah, but Francis says, since he's been covering the campaigns through SCOFF, he's here today. Also, once again, Michael Cottingham joining us, as since you are claimed to be married to Birdie, you also start up the first official Birdie fan site a couple years ago, if I recall correctly. Is that right, Michael?
Yes, I did.
This is around the time of the red Conquering Olympus hoodie Birdies. I seem to recall that you launched that. Is that still active?
No, it's not right now. I'm entering it back sometime later.
Let's just say that we thought you'd look interested to able to give us some comments. We had hoped that John Stanley, SHS, since he is the father of the Birdie, he's the creator of all Birdie kind. We were hoping he'd be able to join us. However, he did not respond to my request, and quite frankly, I don't blame him, since he's in Hong Kong and it is midnight over there right now. So I don't blame him for not joining us today, but we did have some interesting results. After our presidential debate last weekend, which was listened to by a lot of people, Handyman launched a straw poll for people who thought was the winner of the debate. And it's a pretty close poll, I'd say. 33% said that Barack O'Birdie won the debate, which five people said that. Four people said Albert Einstein won, and three people each said it was Lyndon Birdie Johnson and Sir Birdie Jr. So, Francis, what do you make from your straw poll?
Well, right now we need to get the word out that the presidential debate is going on. Obviously, that's not enough votes. We'd like to see a lot more than that go into the actual presidential vote. But overall, I think people liked Barack O'Birdie. They liked how, you know, together he was. And, of course, everybody loves to not think. As we know, thinking hurts.
Especially you're not being endorsed by him.
But I'm surprised that Lyndon Birdie Johnson isn't higher up in the straw poll. So I thought he did really well. I think he was a crowd pleaser.
Mm-hmm. Certainly. They all did pretty good, given how difficult it was for people to hear me for whatever reason. I don't know how that happened. But it's pretty good. What has been your SCOFF analysis of the four campaigns over and how what they've been doing over the last 2 weeks?
Well, the last week, of course, like you said, nobody's really done anything, so we haven't had a whole lot to report on. And we've been trying to dig up dirt on these candidates to see, you know, what they're really doing in their home life, you know, to bring you the worst, doing our part in SCOFF News, of course. But anyway, Albert Einstein is working on a...
Smarties campaign, sir, somehow. Like...
The what?
Yeah, Albert Einstein, he's got, like, this... Smarties campaign. He said something about with Borg nanotechnology built into these Smarties that he's going to give out? He claims to be with the intellectual party, but is he not just being put up by the Borg as a front runner for to try to run their evil plan going here?
No, just so you know, he was spotted with Smarties yesterday.
Really?
So he's serious about this business, yes. And he was even handing them out.
Where was he doing this?
This was in Idaho. That's where he's currently visiting Idaho, handing out Smarties, trying to get votes there.
I take it Idaho is a major swing state.
David, is Idaho a major swing state? No, I don't think it's a major swing state, but he's campaigning there anyways.
David, what do you make out with this Smarties with Borg nanotechnology campaign type of thing?
Well, I think both the Lyndon Birdie Johnson and the Albert Einstein campaign are trying to bribe people into voting for them with cookies and Smarties.
Lyndon Birdie Johnson is quite interesting. He's got this thing. I've been trying to understand his line. His campaign slogan is "Vote for LBJ or fail." Is he like trying to talk to tell computers to vote for LBJ or they're going to fail? Because I don't recall how humans understand that.
That I don't completely understand myself. Well, we don't completely understand each of these campaigns. They all have something really unique and interesting.
Yeah, I know that Lyndon Birdie Johnson's his campaign topic is filled with anecdotes, but with very random anecdotes that appear to have absolutely no bearing on him whatsoever. You know, but he claims that there are people who have been allegating that he is photoshopping himself, his own endorsements. Like, he claims that the Beatles, which have not been most of whom are not alive anymore, endorse him. Who else is endorsing him? The Sharks somehow endorse him?
Correction there, it's the Birdles.
The Birdles?
The Birdles.
Oh. Okay. It's look like the Beatles, apparently.
So we're not really sure where the Birdles came from, and we're not really sure if they exist or not, so it could be a fictitious mock-up, but...
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm confident he'll bring a report on that sometime in the next few days.
Yeah, because you recall that when Lyndon Birdie Johnson entered the campaign, there were within a day or two, there were people claiming calling foul that his official campaign photo was actually a photoshopped version of your birdie, David, at Lundinvasion, photoshopped to say to have his title on the thing and people in the background, and that it wasn't the real Lyndon Birdie Johnson. Sort of like a misidentity scandal going on here.
I think they need to get a camera and take their own pictures.
Michael, do you have any comments on this whole bribery with Smarties and cookies thing that these two candidates are doing? I think Michael's just too stunned to speak right now.
That's because he's married to Bernie. He doesn't want to comment on it.
Well, he should. We got him on here. You see, Albert Einstein campaigned here. At where he is, actually. He said that Albert Einstein campaigned where he was and that a girl had Smarties on her pants.
That's right. Apparently he talked someone to wear Smarties tied to her pants. Campaign around here, so... Yeah, definitely has influence around here.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, Smarties are very small. You think maybe he should do, like, Smartie earrings or something like that.
Oh, no, she had a lot on her pants, so... She was smarty pants for a day, and but I guess Birdie did it.
Oh, I can't believe I didn't see that pun coming.
like I said, I didn't tie it together until just now. But I'm guessing Alberti Einstein did it.
Hmm. Lyndon Birdie Johnson claims that he is a war hero. In the and boy, is it a war against the Nazi Dumokuns? Look, at least the picture looks like the he says it's the communist Dumokuns. Yeah, it looks as if it's interesting because almost all the other campaigns seem to be going against Lyndon Birdie Johnson primarily. Particularly, there's like this big rivalry between Barack Oberti's communist campaign and Lyndon Birdie Johnson's anti-communist campaign.
Well, I think before the debate, everybody thought that Lyndon Birdie Johnson was going to be the clear winner of the presidential election. But now, since the debate, I think there's obviously a new, I actually can't think of the word for it, a lot more competition at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of Barack Oberti, why do you guys think that communism is so popular right now on Birdie Mons?
Well, I think the people of Birdie Mons think it hurts to think. That's what I think.
For someone who says it hurts to think, he sure is busy posting a heck of a lot of detailed information on what welfare is and what communism is. And if it hurts to think, don't you think it would hurt to read as well?
This is a campaign.
That's
trying to get people buy into it first.
Because, you know,
the idea is things for everybody else. He's really surprised me with all this. He's very organized. He's got it all figured out and taken care of, and he's moving along quite quickly. He put out some different advertisement banners and stuff.
Yeah, you know, the whole hurts to think thing. It seems more like it doesn't seem as communist to me. Because communism is more like of the political system, not just the hurt to think thing. Because, I mean, they encourage you to think what they're telling you. I mean, it all seems very similar to Stephen Colbert to me. You know, his whole thing against reading books. He doesn't like doing it and stuff. I'm not sure.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Michael, what are your thoughts on this whole thing where communism seems to be leading in the polls?
I think it,
oh my gosh, the current status.
What happened, Francis?
Sorry, this Clinton Anderson here is now standing on the horse's back, the horse's bareback. This horse has never been ridden. It's not saddle broke or anything. So he's only been working with this horse for about an hour and a half, 2 hours, something like that, and now he's standing on the horse's back, not holding on to anything.
Be sure to join us next week on Horse Riding Weekly, starring David and Francis Lewis.
Sorry, I just had to share that. That was so awesome.
I'm sure David is loving it, too, behind his muted phone.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm somewhere louder, but yeah, that was quite amazing. I got some pictures of it. I'll share with you when we get back. That was pretty cool.
From horses to communism, Michael, what's your thoughts?
So, like I was saying, I think it speaks to the current status. People are not wanting to think for themselves and just want someone else to do the work for them. So they are supporting someone that will support that.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay. And the one we haven't talked to you about yet, Sir Birdie Jr. is an interesting one. Ironically enough, Sir Birdie Jr. was the first candidate to file. And so he's been in this race the longest, but he claims to be in the anti-Bush party. However, his campaign's kind of been the quietest of all. It has kind of been aloof from all the other negative mudslinging that the other three campaigns have been doing back and forth. He's not put out much propaganda so far. All he's done is showing his birdie building something. I'm not sure what exactly he's building. He claimed that. Actually, I don't know. Yeah, I thought he said something about he was going to be doing some more this stuff this week, but it did not actually work out. But, you know, it's interesting on, because I thought, in my opinion, I thought last week he was very well spoken and very prepared for the debate last week, but he's not really capitalized much on that during his campaign. And I'm sure Francis will have some comments from Scoff's point of view. Francis, are you here?
Oh yes, I'm here. Did you ask me a question?
Yeah. What are your thoughts on Sir Bertie Jr., who has not been doing very much on his campaign so far this week?
Well, pretty much all he's done is take a photo shoot of his Bertie, who is building what appears to be a box. And rumor has that that's where he plans on locking the board away into a box. We're not really sure how he's going to manage that, but that's what he claims. Other than that, we still have to... Well, he contacted me. He was trying to... He contacted Scoff and he was trying to get us to interview him for more press. So to date, we have not interviewed him yet. But we need to get his stance on capital punishment.
Oh, that's interesting. That's a question I forgot to ask last week in our debate. It would have been a good question.
Yeah, so he kept talking about locking people away, never to hear from them again. So we're going to have to find out about this.
Is someone fighting over where you are there, Francis?
No, that's the crowd.
What do you guys think? Have all of you been able to listen to last week's debate? And obviously, Francis and David have because they posted what was said.
I had to type the thing out.
I'm sorry, Michael?
I haven't. I want to remain impartial.
You want to remain impartial?
Yes.
Okay, well, you can, but were there any things that you think were major during last week's debate, or I dare to say it, any gaffes you thought you heard from certain responses from last week's debate? David or Francis?
I think you've lost him.
Hey, David. Hey, Francis. Are you there?
Sorry for the question.
From last week's debate, do you think any gaffes that were major things that were surprising from the candidates' responses to the questions we asked last week?
David, anything surprising?
Not other than what we reported already. Not really.
Would it help if you guys actually had a computer in front of you to be able to read what you posted last week?
You actually come to think of it, it was surprising to me how Lyndon Johnson wants the board to come.
That really surprised
me, we're all facing the threat of board invasion, and he wants them to come so we can have pizza and soda with bendy straws. I don't know what the bendy straws is all about.
Yeah, I thought bendy straws were an Earth invention, not a Borg invention.
Oh, those are definitely an Earth invention.
Exactly. And particularly, you know, I would think, you know, I know Scoff is supposed to be objective, but I'm sure that in the back of your head, having been temporarily assimilated by the Borg about a week or so before, around the time that actually you took over from Hank the Cowdog, Francis, you did get assimilated by the Borg, and Scoff Media got assimilated by the Borg for about a day or so.
Reports of me being assimilated were greatly exaggerated. I was actually at home, not at the Scoff News station. I came back in the morning. What was that?
Ms. Goff did get affected by that, and so I'm surprised that he would, with Goff covering and sponsoring the debate, I'm surprised that he would have made that point, that fact, so clear. you know.
Right, yeah, I had to remove a lot of Borg technology from our SCOF headquarters. However, we did leave some. We were improved a little bit by the Borg technology. But we were already fairly efficient, so it wasn't really needed.
Yeah, I don't know. In my experience, most revolutions that are intended to take over a society are done as a surprise. And I'm surprised that they made it so clear that they are apparently just there for the purpose of helping the Borg take over. I think Francis is too distracted from what his horse show.
Yeah, it could be a little bit difficult to do this at the same time.
Yeah, we're talking. Yeah, you guys are listening to horse sense, and we're talking about nonsense. So,
I can't hear what he's saying. I can hear a little bit what you're saying. I can't always tell if you're asking me a question though.
I'm just asking a question of whoever wants to talk. All right. So please just feel free to say whatever you want. Let's let me see if I can take a look at some of you guys have been doing.
Yeah, I'm just over here, of course, covering candidates live.
Mm-hmm.
We are covering Alberti Einstein at the moment, who is in Montana.
Yeah. Oh, he is in Montana.
Yes, Alberti Einstein is in Montana.
And what have been some of his campaign activities over there this week?
Well, that's probably yesterday he was getting out more smarties in Idaho.
You guys are both talking at the same time. Francis first.
Yeah, so yesterday he was passing out smarties in Idaho, so we have yet to see what he's going to do in Montana, but we'll let you know as soon as it happens.
And David, you were going to say?
Yeah, probably passing out smarties.
Now, how much is this... Are these smarties costing his campaign? Because I know these things obviously are not free. And if he is elected, doesn't that mean that he'll probably try to use some of the taxes on his smarty program?
Actually, believe it or not, the smarties he was passing out yesterday, he did receive for free.
Really? How did he manage that?
David, how did he manage that? Okay, how does he manage what?
Oh, dear.
How does he manage to get his smarties that he was passing out yesterday for free? He has connections, I would assume. Plus, he has said he has an unlimited supply. I think it was a donation from one of his sponsors.
Hmm. You know, I love how we're talking about back and forth here is totally just... It's totally repeating over and over like we did last week.
Douglas, you know what would be great if the candidates could call in contact Scoff's host to schedule an interview with him. Then they could do a short interview on the Scoff report.
Well, Sir Bertie Jr.'s campaign manager claimed that he did, and it hasn't happened yet.
Yes, he did. I still have not been contacted by the other three yet.
Indeed, I actually sent out a thing this week because for a general 250 word candidate statement from the different candidates yesterday. So far, I've only gotten a response from Alberti Einstein's campaign. I need to get at least two of them in order to post the candidate statements within the forum. But if the candidates are listening to this, I certainly encourage them to respond to my private message because it would be a great way for you guys to get some more publicity in these last hours before the election begins. So I know that apparently, I don't know if he wants to say anything, but I know, Eric left, and he's probably smart to have left. Michael, do you have any comments at all? Actually, I'll just think if you guys have any comments whatsoever on any of the campaigns, things that certain people have done right and some people have done wrong, and who, just in your opinion, who do you think is most on track right now to be elected this week?
Well, right now, I think Barack Alberti has low opinion for me. Just things I've seen,
As far as Sir Birdie, I'm not too sure about him yet. Although I do support Albert Einstein right now.
Mm-hmm.
He seems to have a good head on his shoulders.
You have it. Okay. And do you have comments on, who was the one you didn't mention? You mentioned, who was the second one you mentioned? I forget.
Lyndon Birdie.
Yeah, any comments on Sir Birdie Jr.'s campaign at all?
Not sure.
Me neither.
He, like Francis said, I think it was Francis,
uh-huh.
He seems to be building a box of some sort, but not really sure what the box is for, if it's good for good or evil. That's something I have to wait and hear about.
Maybe it's like Pandora's box open to release the latest development version of Ascrius. Who knows?
Who knows at this point?
David, your turn. I'll get to Francis last. Just general comments on any of the campaigns and who you think is most on track for possibly winning this week.
I think it's a tough toss-up, I think, between... Oh, gosh. Well, I hate to support any one of them because I they all have something good going for them.
Okay, go over what they all have good going for them, then.
I like how Baracko Birdie is very honest about what he's going to do. I mean, you know, it's very clear exactly where he's headed and what's going on with his campaign. You know exactly what's going to happen, good or bad. With Sir Birdie Jr., we don't know much. We don't know what's going on or what's going to happen. We don't know much of anything. It's sort of a secret. He's like the big secret of the campaign. Albert Einstein, we know that Smarty technology is going to save the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of obvious. And
obvious to everybody except me for some reason. I'm still not understanding it.
With Lyndon Birdie Johnson, we know that they love to party. So, you know, I'd assume if he gets elected, we're going to have lots of cookies and pizza.
Okay, I'm looking forward to. I'd certainly be interested in that, as long as it's not poisoned in any way. Go on, David. Is that it?
That was it. Did you hear my last statement?
Yeah, I think so. All right, and Francis, on your opinion, based on the research that you and your correspondents have been running and obtaining through Scoff News. How do you think each of the campaigns have been doing so far, and who do you think is probably most on track to win this week?
Well, let's see, I'm surprised that Lyndon Birdie Johnson isn't doing better in the straw polls, because he seems to have the most connections with friends who are trying to promote him. So we will see how that goes. He might surprise us. Overall, Baracko Birdie, I would like to know also how heavy Lyndon Birdie Johnson is with all the partying he likes to do, all that pizza and cookies. and candy was introduced into his campaign also, free candy. We don't know where that came from.
What kind of candy? You know, I mean, Halloween just ended. He probably just just got yesterday the free candy he needed to distribute. That'd be funny, a birdie bear trick-or-treating.
Added, you know, free candy. Of course, you have to have a subscription to the dark side.
How much are those sure for?
That we're not sure. We need to find that out with our interview with him.
Mm-hmm.
So Baracko Birdie, he's obviously extremely organized. He has a lot of connections himself, and some connections that I don't think have voted in the straw poll. So he, we're not sure. You know, how far ahead he could get. Albert Einstein, I think he was a surprise. He was a latecomer. And I think everybody likes the idea of free Smarties. He proved that he has the Smarties with that box that he brought a picture of. That's like enough Smarties to feed an entire state. Sir Birdie Jr., we're not really sure what's going on there. He hasn't done anything lately except contact me for an interview.
Mm-hmm.
I won't be interviewing any candidates until we have dates scheduled for all four of them, as I don't want to be partial to any candidate.
Yeah, got it. Very smart. Here's my thoughts so far. I'm leaning towards, believe it or not, Sir Birdie Jr. And the reason is that I am the kind, I'm personally the kind of person that, who really does not like negative campaigning. It just makes me apathetic about all the candidates that are doing it. And so far, I think that Sir Birdie Jr. has not done any kind of negative campaigning, and he's managed to stay aloof. And I'm not sure what he's building, but he's obviously building something, and, you know, building things are good. And he seemed pretty prepared at last week's debate. However, it is true that his campaign has not been doing a lot, and we don't know a whole lot about him so far. And I'm hoping that, particularly through that interview he's requesting, perhaps he can put some more information in his campaign topic before the election so we can learn a little bit more about what he's planning to do for our country. So I can't be clearly in favor of him because I don't have enough information to know what kind of things we're going to be seeing from him. Alberti Einstein obviously has been putting out an interesting Smarties type of campaign, which is difficult for me to swallow because I really do not like Smarties. I'm sorry, I don't think they taste very good, and that's my little problem. And I get a little dizzy when I'm seeing all those pictures of Smarties there. However, he has been a pretty strong pusher, and having been the original founder of Scoff Media before he stepped down to run, I know that he has some good ideas, and he's probably going to bring some good ideas to up forward. Lyndon Birdie Johnson, I love the pun. Back in the first day when announced this contest, he mentioned the possibility of a Lyndon Birdie Johnson campaign in his signature, and I just loved the pun there. However, I'm still having a hard time, I'm a little bit offended by the vote or fail type of response there. And so I'm not entirely sure what that is going to mean. Also, the fact that he drew over a picture of a sandwich kind of makes me lose my lunch. But I like how he's been working as a war hero to try to bring peace. And so we'll have to see how that works out. And that leaves me with Barack Oberti. Who, let's just face it, I don't like communism, but I do like a good satire. And he's obviously been doing a lot to try to push himself forward, even calling himself a worse president than the American president, George W. Bush, for some reason, as if that was a good thing. I'm not sure exactly what that's going to be, but like I said, I always love a little bit of sarcasm every now and then. Although I will say this, I don't like the idea of communism. People should work hard and gain what they reap when they're trying to work hard. So those are my thoughts on the four different campaigns. And obviously the campaigns have a few more days to try to push us to share some more information about what they're going to be running for and running on. Any other thoughts? I guess now we just have Francis and Michael on the call at this point. All right.
I was going to make a mention about the war hero thing.
No.
He says that he was a war hero, and in there he says he died. Now, we're not really sure how he came back to life. That we need to get some clarification on.
Wow, you know, I didn't read that carefully. Thanks for mentioning that. Good job, Scoff.
Did we not report on that?
I don't recall reading it because I've been reading your. Unlike the campaign topics, I haven't been reading the Scoff reports closely. I don't recall that.
We're going to have to do a report on that in the next couple days.
Send Alfalfa to investigate that one. That'd be a good idea.
We'll do. We're trying to get Timothy Hay involved. He was away for some vacation.
Ah.
So we should see him again pretty soon.
Okay. That sounds good. Here's what is going to be coming up this week. Everybody who's been listening to our nonsense over the past 2 weeks of this campaign on this episode... we promise this week and a little bit next week will be the last time we're doing it. This week is going to be the election, and here is how it is going to work. We are going to be putting up the ballot. We're not this week. We're not entirely sure through what method we're going to be doing that. David and I are going to work out the technical details of that tomorrow or Monday. However, the ballot will appear on Monday evening, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, or 2 a.m. UTC time on Tuesday, November 4th. And it will close 36 hours later. So no matter where you are in the world, you have plenty of opportunity to go and vote among these four candidates. If one candidate wins a majority of the votes, meaning more than 50%, they will automatically be considered the winner of the election. If no candidate receives more than 50%, then the top two scoring candidates will continue into a runoff election. The runoff election will begin on Thursday, 9 a.m. Eastern Time, 1400 UTC time, and again will be 36 hours long, closing at the end of the day on Friday, November 7th. And we will announce the winner live on next week's episode of PHP BB Weekly. And the winning candidate will be formally inaugurated as the new president of Bertie Mons on the show, and he'll get a chance to make his inaugural address. And that at that point, the show, the contest will be over. Also, this week we'll be finalizing what the prize or prizes are going to be, because we've got a number of people who have offered possible prizes. So we're going to finalize that and announce that as well. So that's what is going to happen this week, at least on my end. And I'm going to ask Francis to share a bit about what SCOFF is going to be doing for their election coverage.
Well, SCOFF, as always, we're going to be scoffing at the candidates, looking at their every move to see what they're doing, and bringing it to you as we see it.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any types of like exit polls or things like that planned?
Exit polls, you know, we certainly could do that. We're also going to be bringing you a weather report for Bertie Mons on the election day. We'll let you know what the weather's going to be like when you go out to vote.
Yeah, that'll be interesting because we're a lot smarter than that United States place, and that we're giving you a lot more time to vote. Whereas they give you like 13 hours, we're giving you 36, which is great.
So. And also, instead of relying on electoral votes, we are going to be on popular vote.
Yes, this is going to be a direct open election with a possible runoff. But yeah, forget that electoral college craziness stuff. I mean, come on.
Whew. Yep, just the person with the most votes wins.
Yeah, exactly. Well, person with the most votes, if they get a majority. Yeah, the person with the majority of votes wins.
More than 50%, right?
Yes. We're making sure that at least half of the people prefer them over the other candidates. How many more releases of SCOFF news can we expect to hear from?
Things are going to be pretty quiet over this weekend. We may or may not get one out. We're not sure yet. We will see how that goes. But we will, of course, bring you reports on Monday and Tuesday. And I believe Tuesday starts the election.
Yep. Late Monday evening starts the election. Depends on what time zone you're in. But yeah. It circles around Tuesday and a little bit of Wednesday as well.
So we will report on Wednesday, and we may go beyond that. We will see.
And of course, we'll be counting the ballots. We're figuring out how we're going to do this. I know David mentioned the idea of doing a private poll on PHP on Star Trek Guide. My thoughts are we're probably going to do something a little more isolated than that, because I really want it to be kept a secret ballot, and I want to be sure that we can identify each of the votes along with who voted, and make sure and so to double check that all the votes are accurate and there's no ballot stuffing or other kinds of voter fraud going on. So we'll probably be doing it more isolated, and we'll just announce the results at a particular time. And you can see the rules and events section on our forum for that. But definitely keep an eye on the SCOFF headquarters topic on the President Bertie Contest forum for some of the great reporting that they do of everything that's going on. So they really help me keep in touch with everything.
And Scoff News has been rated the number one news station on Star Trek Guide.
Yeah. You guys should probably keep going after the contest is done. Who knows? I mean, they beat out PBB Weekly? No,
that's going to be an addition. We still have to make our reports.
Exactly. Yeah, but that would
go. We currently have about 2.5 minute spots.
Mm-hmm.
We may be expanding those in the future.
We'll see. I told David that I'm considering the possibility of whenever this is all done, I'll just conglomerate down all your reports into one special episode of PBB Weekly, which I thought would be kind of fun. So that's our results. Of course, be sure to go vote on this week to see who will be the next president of Birdie Mons. We got four very interesting and very different candidates to choose from, and so be sure to go check that out. That said, we're going to move on to the mod and style of the week. The mod of the week is one that I personally wouldn't care for, but a lot of people would really like it, and it's a very nice mod for what it does. It's called Post Count Requirements. It's by Synthetic Chaos, and essentially what this does is it allows you to limit users from accessing or posting in certain forums if they don't have a certain requirement of their post count. It allows you, however, to... There are settings in the admin control panel that let you provide exceptions to these on a by user or by group basis. The reason I said I don't particularly care for it is because my personal opinion is that a post count is kind of like an artificial number, and when you're relying on post counts for certain things, it encourages certain people to spam in order to reach a certain post count. However, there are a lot of people that forums where post count is considered important, and there are certain users who want to have users have a certain number of posts in order to qualify for certain privileges, and so this is a great mod for that purpose. If you want to restrict users of particular forums to just users that have made so many posts, so that's the mod of the week. It is by Synthetic Chaos. It's called Post Counts Requirements. The link is in the chat room, and that's the mod of the week. Style of the week is a style from the Styles database. It is great for fall, autumn colors type of thing. Obviously, we just got through Halloween. And as soon as it loads, here we go. It's called AZ Retro by Aya Shah Zoel, I think. And it's described as a retro style designed with fall colors, done with fall colors, I guess. It's based on Pro Silver. It's very clear that it's based on Pro Silver. However, it makes very big use of an orange, sort of like yellowish orange type of theme. And quite frankly, the color reminds me very much of a pumpkin type of theme. And just other, you know, fall colors over that are you can use there. So I really think it's quite a nice theme that you can take a look at. It does have kind of a very interesting header image with some things in the background, I guess. I don't know, Michael, are you looking, since you're on a computer, are you looking at this? Do you have any comments on it?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
It's hard to describe themes with words or styles.
Yeah, I like the header image. I'm not sure how to describe it, though.
Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah, it's got like these little circles with like could be like heads inside it, you know, kind of some retro colors. And I haven't lived long enough to know like what era these things are from. But I like how he called it like fall colors, and it really does kind of fit very nicely, you know. So. But there you go. AZ Retro by Aya Shah Zoel. It is the style of the week. Links to the mod style of the week will be on our website, phpbbweekly.net. That's it for today's episode. Of course, I want to thank very much Eric, who is no longer here, who joined us to talk about the team's changes for the PHPBB teams. Want to thank my co-host David Lewis, who's no longer on the call, but who was able to call in via his phone. Also want to thank Bob, who the head manager of SCA, or sorry, Francis.
My name is not Bob.
I can't tell you how much I laugh at that joke every time you post. Like, for the last episode you should do, you should just go like crazy, like, for Pete's sake, my name is not Bob.
No, I'm actually thinking about getting a name change to Bob. So then I won't have to worry about that anymore.
Bob's the
I love the name Bob. I want to change my name to Bob.
I'm just bobbing my head right now. Thanks, Francis, for also interrupting your horse show along with David and using up your cell phone minutes on the weekend to come and join us today and share your expertise. And thanks to Michael for joining us and sharing his expertise on the birdies and the election. And now, how long have you been married to Birdie now, Michael?
That's a good question. A few months.
A few months. Where'd you guys go on your honeymoon?
Can't say.
Oh, somewhere secret, huh?
Yeah. I don't know or can't say.
Well, happy belated wedding anyway.
I will go there, Francis.
Congratulations, Michael. Thanks for coming on the show. We have officially ruined your reputation now live on the air.
It was ruined a long time ago.
Exactly. Yeah, Francis, we ruined yours a long time ago. All right. Be sure to check out our website, phpbbweekly.net, for links of everything we've talked about in this show and for all of our other episodes. You can find there on there as well. Be sure to check out our forum at StarTrekGuide.com, the PHP BB Weekly podcast forum, and the President Birdie contest subforum within there to check out the remaining few days of the campaigns, as well as the instructions on how you too can vote for president. All you have to do to register to vote is register on StarTrekGuide.com if you're not there already. Our next episode will be next Saturday, November 8th, episode number 84. Again, we will have the final announcement of the President Birdie results and inaugurate the new president. Plus, we will have the next part of our Building a Successful Community series. I'm not sure yet what we'll talk about, but we'll talk about something, because that's my job. Also, because for David and myself and the rest of us who live in the United States, tomorrow is the day that Daylight Savings Time ends. Next week's episode of PHP BB Weekly will technically be 1 hour later. It will still be at noon Eastern Time, but the UTC corresponding time will now be 1700 UTC, not 1600 UTC. So be sure to check on our Check Your Local Time link on phpbbweekly.net once I post the new show notes up so you can double check what time we will be live next week. That's just the craziness of Daylight Savings Time for everybody. And this morning, David Smith, who's in Australia, was telling me how great it is to not have to deal with Daylight Savings Time, and I said, oh, I so much agree. PHP BB Weekly, of course, is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network, so check out techpodcast.com for other great technology podcasts. And be sure to check out the People's Choice Podcast Awards at podcastawards.com. The voting period ends this Thursday, November 6th. You can vote once every 24 hours for your favorite podcasts to see who will win the award. We are not on the list, but be sure to check it out anyway, so it's a great place to go. And of course, for those of you in the United States, this Tuesday, November 4th, please be sure to take some time to go vote. It's a very important election, and voting is important. So I'm Douglas Bell, your host. Remember, elections are the fabric of democracy, and democracy begins with your vote. Tag, you're it. That's it for the episode, and see you next week. Bye.